We continue with our series of interviews featuring the candidates running for office, Webster City School Board, and now we're focusing on the four candidates who are running for Webster City City Council. It's my pleasure speaking with John Marvel, who is a Webster City businessman. And John, very good day to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Great to be with you, as always.
Well, thank you very much. So let's get the whole John Marvel story.
John Marvel's story is John Marvel is an Iowa native. My family has been in Webster City since 1903. Many of the older generation are familiar with the Marvel Sales and Auction Company, which was west of town for many, many years. And Marvel's Jack and Jill, which we had a clothing store. My grandparents had a clothing store on 2nd Street for many years. And my aunt, my father, my uncle, all Webster City high school graduates. And I've been coming to Webster City all my life. Haven't lived here until recently. I bought a house in 2020 and moved to town. And I've lived all over the country, but I'm a proud Iowa native, and I love Webster City. Always have.
And you originally lived in Los Angeles, right?
Sure. Well, I've lived everywhere in the country.
Okay.
I've been multiple times. I moved away from Iowa in the late 60s. I was asthmatic, and so we went to the National Asthma Center in Denver. So I grew up in Denver, but I've lived all over the country. I was a longtime newspaper journalist, lived and worked in Denver, Houston, Phoenix, and the Bay Area. I was in Los Angeles with the NFL Media Group. I was in Connecticut with ESPN for many years. So I've lived all over the country. Spent some time in Paris.
France?
Yes, in France, not in Texas.
That's what I was wondering.
You know, it's I've lived all over the country, but you know, I've always come back to Webster City.
Mm-hmm. So you've been all over the place, and you come back to Webster City, your home, in 2020, and operate the Morning Glory Coffee Shop there on Des Moines Street in Webster City. John, what made you want to run for Webster City City Council?
Well, it's interesting, Pat. I was a media executive, and a couple years ago, I was commuting between Los Angeles and Webster City in New York, kind of on a round robin basis. Mm-hmm. But I found myself with the pace of life that I really wanted to settle here in Webster City. And a lot of people have told me that Webster City has seen its best days, and I don't believe that. I believe in this town, and I believe in its. I think it has a great future. I think our location is amazing, right on Highway 20, the proximity to 17, 69, 35. I think the big issue right now for our town is economic development, and I really think we need to be more aggressive bringing industry to town, bringing small businesses to town, and really kind of developing an economic plan for our town. And I think that, you know, I put my money where my mouth is. I reinvented myself. I bought a business, Morning Glory Coffee, shameless plug, 719 Des Moines Street. But I believe in the community. I've served on the Hotel Motel Tax Board. I've been involved in local organizations such as Rotary and other things. And, you know, I believe in Webster City, and I want to take that to the City Council. And I think transparency, fiscal responsibility, and economic development are most important things.
John, what have you heard from people in Webster City when you first announced that you're seeking the office for the City Council? Economic development was one of the starts.
I think that there's been a lot of positivity around my candidacy, and I think that I think I have a perspective outside the town, but I'm not an outsider. Like I said, I've been coming here my entire life. I think I ate at Leon's Pizza on the second day they were open in the early 70s. I've walked the streets. I used to go to bashes. I played basketball at Fuller Hall. I won a trivia contest many times on KQWC in the 70s, got the prize pack. So I think there has been positivity, and I think it's good to have, you know, new energy and new excitement. And I, you know, again, the bottom line for me, Pat, is I believe in the town, and I believe in its future. Yeah. We have not seen its best days.
No, we haven't, because I know, John, we had the closing of the Electrolux plant, about, I think it was about 15 years ago when that happened, back in 2010, 2011. And also another industry we lost, too, if memory serves me correct.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's a problem facing rural America. And I think the, you know, when you depend on, you know, something to drive the local economy and you depend on one thing, sometimes you can get in trouble. And I think that, you know, Electrolux is not coming back and right. because of some different things, but I think we can attract things. You know, Boone is a great example. Boone just got the Daisy to build a, you know, a big facility there. There are, you know, there are other towns. Fort Dodge has recently attracted Amazon. I think that we have, you know, again, our proximity to, and with our location, we're great for different businesses. And I don't mean just large businesses. I mean small businesses, too. It's, and I see it every day at Morning Glory. I see people coming in off 20 that it's a great location, come in and view our town. You know, we have some challenges with downtown. We have some empty buildings, and we have some buildings that have been condemned, and that we have to work with. And we have to, those owners of those buildings need to, you know, come together with the city and with the SMID district and give us plans for what they're going to do with their buildings. And I think once we can get a good idea of where they want to go, then we can either help or we can guide them in the right way with grants and other different things.
Understand that a Webster City business, the owners are going to be retiring very shortly there, John, and then we plan that they're going to have some new owners, I guess.
Yeah, I think there's good news that Osweiler's, Ron mm-hmm. and Kathy, you know, they were looking to retire, and there was some worry that the business was going to go up, but I understand they have a new owner, and so that will be going. I think we have challenges, you know, True Value is going out of business, so we're going to have a prime location there, but we need to attract, you know, a business to take its place. I think we've shown that we can support businesses, small businesses here in town. We can support restaurants. We can support other facilities. So I think we have that option. We just got to get the word out.
John, why should people vote for you coming up November 4th?
I think that primary reason is, you know, I believe in the town. I believe in the future of it. I think that I'm a hard-charging driver of change. I like transparency. I think it's important to have fiscal responsibility, and I think it's important to listen to your constituency and to listen to what they want. Our job is to do the best job for them and to run the town for them and work with the city to make it a great place. And that's why I believe that you should vote for me and why I can help this town continue to grow.
John Morville, my guest on KQWC, talk about his campaign for Webster City Council. And John, we wish you all the very best coming up on November 4th.
Pat, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to talk to the city of Webster City.
All right. John Morville, our guest on KQWC.